any updates you can tell us about returning those campaign contributions from those implicated in the war?
Yeah, we have every intention of returning those contributions that were made prior to 2020. At the conclusion of the litigation, as well as the criminal investigations, both of which are ongoing as we speak. Obviously, as you well know, the criminal investigations are being led by the Department of Justice, the District Attorney's Office in Hinds County, the State Auditor's Office, and others. And then the Department of Human Services is suing in civil litigation to recover the money from all of those that exist out there. And obviously, it's a continuing process, but we have every intention of returning this one at the appropriate time.
I'm just curious.
We'll just wait just a second.
You know, in 2020, you said that you were going to move into a separate bank account. Has that been done? Do you happen to know where the money is?
As you are obviously aware, we have over $9 million in our account. We intend to refund those dollars to a private charity at the appropriate time, and that's what we plan to do.
So has it been moved to a separate bank account?
It is currently continues to be in the same account. We have probably five or six different accounts situated through Friends of Tate Reeves as well as Tate for Governor, and those monies, at $9,000 or somewhere in that range, will be refunded at the appropriate time.
Okay. Yeah, so according to Secretary Sampson, it was $8,500.
Is that right?
Is that around the...
I don't keep up with the day-to-day of every single penny that's given to me, but I'm sure that seems like it's in the ballpark. But again, it's an ongoing investigation, and as additional people pipe up, or don't pipe up, and once more and more decisions are made by the both prosecutors as well as the civil litigants, that those numbers may be increased, they may be decreased, and we'll make that contribution to charity once the litigation is finalized.
Right. And Les, you know, you said it's very complicated. There's a lot of money involved, just individually with your accounts, everything like that. If you could kind of give us a rough timeline of, you know, when the investigation's in, is there anything you can tell us about how fast that money could be given?
Well, obviously the only piece of the investigation in which we are leading is that which is going to try to recover the funds that were misspent. That's the civil litigation, and that is currently before Hinds County Judge Peterson, and she's made a couple of rulings in the last couple of months. I can't tell you with certainty exactly when or how long that case is going to continue, but then the civil on the criminal side, which is primarily being led, of course, by the prosecutors, the district attorney, the Democrat district attorney here in Hinds County, as well as the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Again, that's the time frame is totally and completely up to them.
I'm curious, though, why are you waiting?
Hold on a second. You're done?
Yes, sir. Okay.
I'm curious, why are you waiting until the conclusion of the investigation with respect to the news? Because I mean, they've pleaded guilty. It's not like the conclusion will change the outcome of their criminal status.
So I'm curious, how long have you been asking me questions, Taylor?
About 4 years.
4 years, 5 years. You know, it was recently that the outlet that you work for asked a question of my office. We responded with a quote, and we said very clearly, please print this in its entirety. Your outlet chose not to do that. And the reason your outlet chose not to do that, I presume, is because they're a Democrat super PAC working for the Presley campaign. You are no longer a journalist. You are a Democrat super PAC working for the Presley campaign. In fact, not only that, your CEO has had to apologize for lying about Republicans. You cannot be a journalist and have to apologize about lying about Republicans. And so, Taylor, this is not personal. I like you. But when you went to work for a Democrat super PAC, you don't get to follow around and ask the governor questions. We don't answer questions from the Presley campaign. Period.
So you're stuck in answering questions?
You used 2019 footage of yourself in the New Summit School touting a public school ad. Can you tell us why that footage was used, assuming that you were not the one that edited the video, of course? Is there anything you can tell us about why that was there?
You mean you don't think that I edit videos that are put up on the campaign website? I actually, as governor, I have a full-time job, and I stay pretty busy. I presume that the fact that those videos were shot over 5 years ago, and for whatever reason, I guess whomever did the editing decided that it was a good picture, and that's the reason they put it in the campaign ad. But, you know, I find it interesting that those of you in the press want to talk about campaign shots that were shot over 5 years ago, yet you will not, and you will not ask Brandon Presley what his position is on House Bill 1020. You will not ask Brandon Presley what his position is on our decision to allow girls to only play girls sports and boys to only play boys sports. You will not ask him questions that are important to the citizens of Mississippi. You focus on a campaign shot that was shot 5 years ago for a TV commercial, but you won't ask the Presley campaign real questions about issues that affect real Mississippians. For folks in Hinds County, House Bill 1020 is really important. I think it would be nice to know what the Democrat candidates for governor, both of them, have to say about that. And I would encourage you to ask that.
We definitely will. And
I think you should. I think that'd be great.
Right. And the main focus is considering who was implicated in the ownership and function of that school. Do you have a message to voters who may be skeptical of simply just your proximity to that? It has raised questions for people.
There were a lot of kids that went to that school over the years that benefited from having a school such as that in effect. And when we talk about school funding, the billions and billions and billions of dollars that we spend every year on schools across Mississippi, it ought to be about the kids. Are the kids benefiting? And there's no doubt that in the TANF scandal, there were some really bad things done by individuals. There are those who committed crimes and have now pled guilty to it. And no one is working harder to ensure that that money that was stolen from the taxpayers is returned to the taxpayers. That's the reason we're leading the effort to sue those individuals. Literally dozens and dozens of individuals are getting sued by the Department of Human Services to recover those funds. The criminal side is being handled by the prosecutors, as you would expect it to be. The civil the civil side is being handled by the Department of Human Services, and we will continue to do that. And to your point, whenever y'all decide to quit acting as a Democrat super PAC, whenever you actually take a quote from our campaign and you actually print it in its entirety, rather than opining on the quote, trying to call it out as false leads, we'll certainly be happy to decide that once you become journalists again, to answer your questions. But as long as you're going to act as a Democrat super PAC, even with the benefits of the tax benefits that you get from being a C3, when you decide to be actual journalists, we'll be happy to answer your questions, just as we've done as you've worked for other news organizations in the past.
Can I ask you a question, not about the campaign, nothing about the campaign?
You can ask Corey, and he'll get you an answer if it's worthy of one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.